Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yeah, taking us all the way back. Tunana, we're still praying for that opportunity, you know, for that revival. Sisayithandazela lemvuselelo mfundisi, sisayithandazela.
Ababupani representing Gauteng. Ngikhulumela ngizonqutshwa, ngikhulumela bazalwane. On behalf of obaba, ebalalela eRadio Pulpit, we want to say, very much happy Women's Month. Enjoy this month. Allow the Lord to use you. Obu mama beaches batanda you.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen.
Siyambulela ubawo. It is indeed Women's Month, bazalwane. Hallelujah. Sisanilindile ke bantu base Free State, base Mpumalanga, base KZN. Kani bene nthloni bethunana. It's Women's Month. Kani bene nthloni nivele, even if it's 1 second at this point. Tata wethu, good morning. We are so excited this morning. We can't even contain it. Good morning and thank you for standing by. And how do you do, Dada?
Good morning to you, Ayanda, and good morning to the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Thank you very much.
Yes. So many things that have happened. First of all, we haven't been live, you and I think for about 3 weeks now, for 2 weeks. Yeah, it was a 2 week break. So we're really excited to be back. But in that period, we really just want to appreciate the teachings and to appreciate, how you have continued to minister to men. So we have entered Women's Month, Dada, and I'm looking at my dates, and Women's Day will not be on a Sunday. So I just want to give you the opportunity, if you'd like to just send a shout out to Omama, to do so before we continue with our lesson today, titled Do Not Neglect the Gift.
Yes. The Buddhist Rakulu Komama and wish them perhaps a thoughtful and reflective Women's Month. We must remember that, you know, everything that is beautiful, that is successful, the foundation of it is wisdom.
Amen.
Every time our wisdom improves, our wisdom increases, our knowledge increases, the quality of our life improves. So my prayer this month, because it's a year, Women's Month comes once a year, is that may God give you new wisdom, additional wisdom for the year ahead as women, because we have a job to do, a hell of a job to do. Abantu and Abetu are caught up in drugs. There's so much. School governing bodies are in tatters, communities. My prayer is that God grant each one of you wisdom so that where you are in your family, where you are in your community, you can make a difference in the name of Christ. Amen.
Thank you so much for that, Dada. Thank you so much. It's truly a time, you know, it's really, even if we wanted to deny how perilous our times are, we've got enough evidence. There's enough physical evidence of how perilous these times are. And yet we are called unto this walk of righteousness. We are still called, we are given those tools that we need in order, you know, to walk righteously before the Lord. And this morning, as we continue to minister to our Dada, and in case you're just joining us, my family, here on Radio Pulpit and Radio Pulpit Jikelele, on Sunday morning between 6:30 and 7, Utata Usandi Leswana ministers to men. Our conviction is that we want to see the family unit restored back in its position, and we are starting with the heads of our homes, Utata Betu. And so this ministry is to Utata. And so today, Dada, you want to share with us about the importance of a father's duty in honing those gifts in themselves and doing the same for their son.
Thank you very much. Before we start the lesson, let me say this. You know, I once talked to a hot man in his 70s, early 70s, and he said to me, you know, Sandile, I'm worried that if I die, will my children know what to do to take this mm-hmm. forward. Now, these children are already in their 40s themselves. These are people who are educated with master's degree, but it is not convinced that they have learned the common sense of life.
Wow.
That the wisdom to run the estate, ikhaya, imfuyo, yonke into nje anayo, i-assets anazo akabatheni. Bafundile, bathi masters, abanye bazi specialists kwi-medicine, abanye bane-MBA. So we cannot assume that children or young people become effective stewards of the future, effective stewards of the heritage and legacy of a family, of the community, even of the church, if we have not intentionally developed them to be that.
Right.
So people must understand that our teaching here is a teaching that says, can you create a system that is beneficial to yourself, beneficial to your children, and beneficial to your grandchildren, and that by the time you go to die, really, even your great-grandchildren can actually benefit from your legacy and heritage. So you need to be a man who thinks across generations. So that has been our theme this year, and it remains. We're already in June. Now, by the way.
Okay.
And we start to this thing. So I want you to understand what we're teaching today in the context of saying we are not just concerned about what happens today. We're concerned about where things are going. So our teaching says, any father has a duty to make sure that the gifts and talents of young people are not neglected. We must be aware that 99% of the time, it is not so much that people are not gifted. The gifts are actually neglected.
Sure.
Therefore, they can't produce what they're supposed to do. The Bible warns us that a gift can be made irrelevant through neglect. And the same gift can be made glorious through proper cultivation and correct use. The elders, the mentor, and the young person all have a critical role to play, signaling that a gift does not flower before work is done. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 14. Do not neglect your gift, which was given you through prophecy when the body of elders laid their hands on you. This is Paul, the spiritual father of Timothy. Paul is talking to his son, Timothy. He says, Timothy, I know you have the gift, but the problem I'm worried about is that you may neglect this gift.
Wow.
Whatever the purpose of this gift, or its potential and capability, will be lost because of neglect. So we are saying today, do not neglect the gift. So as a person who is a father, a mentor to a young person, it's your job to make sure that the gift is not neglected. So you can see that the gift has got a team around it. Has got a team around it, the father, the elders, and the actual young person. So it is clear that a gift is linked to function and purpose. Timothy got his gift at his ordination when he was set aside for mission and church work. The elders and Timothy, the young men, were all bound together by one mission, the creation of disciples of Christ. So what I'm trying to emphasize here is that gifts are not given for fun or for decoration. Some of us, for instance, a person like me, you are given a speaking gift. You are able to speak. Then that gift, all of your life is spent, says this speech, in a toaster's party. It's not like the humble in Rwanda. That was not the purpose why this gift was given. At a certain stage, I had to tell my brother that, chaps, this gift is for God's work. You need to just
We raise a glass. We raise a glass.
Jokes, so a gift is linked to a purpose. So it's a tool. It's a tool of change. To achieve the work that you are supposed to do. So no cheat of like this love machine. Make a net tools of the trade. Everything of the trade, I also want to demand. These are tools of the trade that we are supposed to deliver at God's services to humanity.
That's really powerful.
God's services to humanity.
Can I please ask a quick question, Dada? Let me please interrupt you and just ask a quick question. So there's two elements that I'm sure you're probably still going to deal with that, even if not today. The two elements in the teaching this morning for me, the first is the recognition of that gift, right? Because we see an unfortunate dynamic between especially fathers and their children, where fathers tend to have a different view of how this child should be living their lives, of what gifts should be prioritized. And I want to find out that where do the two get to a point of agreement, both the father and the son or the father and the daughter, with regards to which gift ought to come first? For example, let's take the classic example of a child that wants to do art, you know, and a father who is perhaps an academic or even, you know, a minister of the gospel. Most times, you know, it's not always easy for the father in a vocation other than the arts to understand that there is an economy there and that there's a commercial value in studying the arts in pursuing that career. So where do the two find that place of congruence? That's the first point. And then the second one, what happens, Dada? Can you maybe just minister to Odada? How do they manage a situation where they see the gift? This happened in my own life, where my mom was, you know, seeing this gift of being a writer. And to this day, I still struggle, but I've finally obeyed. But the point of the matter is that for a long time, I was like, you know what, mama, and now many, many years later, I'm looking back and I'm realizing, yo, my mom saw gold that I didn't see. And if I'd obeyed at that time, I didn't even allow her, you know, to help me pursue that gift. It was just a no-go in my life. And today, you know, writing, in fact, literature is the helm of everything that we're doing with AI coming in and all of that. But the point is, how then do parents convince their children that this is the gift that you ought to follow when the child cannot see it?
Yeah, so the first thing is that God does not expect us to make uninformed decisions. In other words, you as the mentor, the coach, the father of a young person, you need to be closer to the person,
okay,
right? To discover what their true talents are, so that at the earliest time you keep showing them, also to highlight to them that yabona ingredients ba ukwazi like ulomzukulwana wami ukhawule ride into ngekho sesitate you know the other time you get into the garage and the car is damaged.
Okay.
So and he says, Grandpa, this car is damaged. What happened?
Mm.
And I explained to him what happened. He's not satisfied. He wants to know the root cause. So wow. You know, the problem with this car is that we drive every day on a gravel road, and it's not designed to drive on the road. It's too low, and it's not rough. It's not rough like a bike.
Right.
So the parts actually come off, and then the parts came off, and the mudguard came off and damaged the tire. So he actually misapplying this car. So I compare for him the bike and the other car, and he sees the difference. Now he's 5 years old when he's engaging in this discussion. So clearly, this guy, I saw him from a young age that this is an engineer.
Right.
This guy. Right.
He's a problem solver.
You reinforce that, and then you train him, you mentor him, you encourage him according to that.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have discussed this, and I'm going through this with one of my cousin brothers. Mm-hmm. Right. Then the other one is a guy can be brilliant, and he can even believe that he can do something in terms of his training, his experience.
Mm-hmm.
But he's a coward. He's full of fear.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you must remember that we've discussed this issue of fear in men.
Yes.
That men actually become courageous, fearless because of love. People who have been loved a lot when they are young, men, that is men, actually become defenders. They become protectors. They are very courageous. They are patriots. They are very protective when they are older. They have got the courage. Because love, perfect love casts out fear. So a man in his 40s, you can see that he doesn't have the courage, the grit of what it takes relative to the talent that he has.
Sure.
Right? So the talent is going to be neglected now. Failure now is going to be a issue of guaranteed because fear is standing in the way. So now, you, like me now, I know that rather than me shouting at him about his courage or lack of courage, the medicine for that is love.
Is love, Dad.
Right? So you need to now show him that even when he's hesitating or whatever, you are actually appreciative of him. You value him as an elder cousin or an elder brother than the spouse. Right? So I ask Indoba, you are not judging him negatively, but you have more confidence in him. You continue to have confidence in him that he can make it. And you don't punish him and do things to him because he was afraid. Right? Now, it can be strange to other people that a man can be in his 30s and 40s and is afraid. But those things come from way back, how he was put up. So you now have to deal with him to cover those gaps he didn't get at the age of 5, age of 6, and so on.
Sure.
To close those gaps. So that then out of that love, out of that affirmation, out of that coaching, only in the process of time, it becomes clear to both of you that if you do this, you are more likely to succeed than that one. And now this success is not the success of the job that you read about in the Sunday Times. It is the success where your gift flourishes to its fullest extent. So I told my children that, listen here, I would rather have you being an A-grade singer, an A-grade painter, a triple A-grade painter or sculptor than an F-grade lawyer or an F-grade engineer.
Oh, Dad, no pressure.
Right? So what I want is not for you to flourish according to the standards of the surrounding circumstances, so that you are earning, you are working at the corporation there, you are a company lawyer, You have a big Mercedes, but your gift was totally, totally neglected. Right? Now, from a father's perspective,
sure.
You now need to understand that as you do your job as a father over the years, you need to know that your child might choose, or they are gifting, might choose a path that is uncharted, where it might take 15 years to get a breakthrough. And you are going to walk with that child and help them to build that career, be there in full support until the thing actually flourishes the way God intended it to be. As opposed to taking the shortcut to die. Abantu abangamagqwetha abazikhampanileyo zarholo 75,000 ndicela imali, cela ungene nantsike eyunivesithi ugqibele LLB ube ligqwetha phaa kwanantsi kwaPick n Pay. Now you've buried, for the most part, you've buried that child's talent. It can also happen that you buried your relationship with that child, because some of the children are aware of their gifts, and they are aware that you are forcing them in a different direction. That is not what they should be doing. So it created bitterness between a parent, in this case we're talking about the father, and that. So the it's like that. For instance, it's people, abantu bayayithetha the talent, but I want them out of my house at the age of 25 or whatever people say things like. I've been very engaged now with my daughter. I think she's 28 now. To say she needs to do a PhD. She came to me to ask for advice, and she had a suggestion of what she wants to do. And now we have to engage. What is the best way forward? It's a big discussion that will probably finish in December. You see, what type of PhD must you go into? Or if you want to go into another master's, which one must it be? So it's like that. That's how I see it.
That's actually very interesting, Dada. Can I just quickly ask a question? Where does the jurisdiction of the parent actually start and end, or does it?
Okay. I will then give you in different ways.
Okay.
A person who doesn't have a mentor is actually on the road to uselessness.
Okay.
And one of the mentors that God gives you automatically is your parent.
Right.
So that's the first thing. Secondly, you as a person must know that you need to be mentored morally. Moral, in other words, it is a apakul. You need to be mentored in terms of developing wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
I've got young men who are my close associates. Some are even older than me, Abbasob Obama, that I now realize that when I was in more close contact with them, in terms of also discipleship, if you want to call it that,
yes, that
they could even look after their families more properly.
Wow.
Then the person who took off the Gamakasa team, some of them, when they started prospering, away from the influence of a mentor. Abanye umuntu owa disappearisha just before COVID, because COVID yenza singedibani.
Yeah, this is where we're gonna have to leave it this morning. but the point is taken, Dada, that perhaps the issue of jurisdiction maybe asked differently or put differently, jurisdiction is not necessarily the issue, more than the influence is the issue. So perhaps along the way, mentors may or may not change, but the parent's responsibility is to be there to see the child through different stages of their journey. Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. The minute you can, if you look at the Labas and the Constitution of the Republic of South Africa,
okay. Masibamba for Tata. Masibamba for Siabulela Kakulu this morning. We'll certainly pick it up next week and we're looking forward to it. And thank you so much for your time this morning, Tata. Dr. Sandy Leswana, my family this morning here on Radio Pulpit, Radio Pulpit Jigelele. And yeah, we're crossing over now to the rest of our programming. Church is happening together with Kathy Van Onselen, who is ready to keep you company here on Radio Pulpit. Let's meet you and I tomorrow morning between 4 and 5:30. The Lord bless you. We pray and we declare a blessed month. And yeah, let's continue then to seek the Lord and have yourself a really blessed day ahead.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.